T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hitworm, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Control the source, standing by. We'll take caller 9 out, 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Just real quick, they say there's a hotel, by the way, in Tukwila, the Hotel Interurban, has a robot that brings you your room service.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Delightful. I will get room service then.
But it's the Terminator.
Okay. Well, my brother lives in Northern Virginia. They got robots delivering food.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like outside to your house?
Yeah.
Man, I just
worry the robot's going to get robbed.
Right. I was a teenager once. I just feel like if I see a robot rolling down the road and it has pizza, by the time the robot gets to your house, that robot is not going to have pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. But anyway, today we go across the pond to, well, basically, we're toasting an unidentified man. Now, understand, people that work at a local railway there, they freaked out when they realized that they were looking at a corpse. Obviously, they place a call to the police. The corpse is laying right next to the railroad tracks. They're not sure the cause of death. They don't know if they've been hit by a train or if someone died there naturally. And they could tell by the color and the pallor of this body, like, they are long dead. Well, the police showed up, and there was really good news. The person who was laying there was not dead. In fact, they were sunbathing naked. But this person was so pale that everyone that worked around there thought that the person was dead. I mean, that is the long and short of the entire shot of the day. I want you to think about this. Now, you might complain, man, oh man, I need a tan, okay? Maybe you do. But imagine laying naked, and when people just look at you, they assume you're dead, not because you're laying down, but because you have gotten so pasty somehow. They're like, oh my God, it's a corpse. Even when authorities showed up, they too were like, yeah, that's a corpse. When they went to inspect the corpse, the guy popped his eyes open and said, is there a problem? Is this wrong? They were like, well, we thought you were dead. And also, can you not sunbathe naked next to the rail stations? But no charges have been filed against
this
the guy.
This was in England?
This was in England.
No wonder people from England love Seattle so much. You know what I mean? Like when they move to North America, if they spend any time here, it's like Seattle's the spot. Based on the fact, probably the weather's a lot the same.
The weather's about the same. And yeah. Again, I will say, having flown, we went through Ireland, our flight. It was just a layover, but man, oh man, we had a 6 or 7 hour layover. So we managed to leave the airport and do a blisteringly fast tour of Dublin, if you will. We're there, why the hell not? I mean, you would think the sun has never shone anywhere there. I mean, we're like, my God, man. I mean, it was, I mean, I can't explain it. It's really, really weird. It's almost like, what is it, The Walking Dead or something. You know, like, are these people okay? Like, this cannot be healthy. I'm telling you, man, it is.
And then you go to Spain or someplace like that where all the people are beautiful and tanned and skinny and, you know.
Man, everyone in Spain's good looking. I mean, it could be a 400-year-old woman homeless vomiting in a trash can. She looks at you and you're like, that woman is hot.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Heard the same about the Portugal.
Have not been to Portugal yet, but I've heard the same. But that's not why I want to go.
That's why they're celebrating so much that Portugal opened up for English travelers. They just announced it last night. They're like, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
We are out of here!
Yeah, the weather in London's a lot like this, except they seem to have more like downpours.
Yes, they do. And no sun ever. But let's drink. We pour the spooze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at the police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe that people might have and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Samantha, what's going on?
Oh, not much, you know, just hanging out.
Are you still working during all this?
Oh, yeah, my job's been pretty crazy.
What do you do for a living?
In an office for a roofing company.
Ah, okay.
And we have, like, a bunch of new guidelines that we have to follow now for the job sites, and hand washing stations and sinks and running water are, like, a requirement now.
Okay.
And finding those things are very difficult.
You guys gotta love, like, when storms come around, you know, fallen trees, tornadoes, things like that. You're like, oh yeah, we're gonna be for a good week this week.
Well, when it rains, we don't get to work, but
the aftermath.
Yeah.
So they must scope the news and they're like, hell yeah, tornado
through
so and so.
It doesn't matter. My neighbors had a Bluetooth tarp over their roof now for at least 2.5 years.
My neighbors, I'm not making this. I moved into this house 5.5 years ago. Same blue tarp on the roof. I do not know. And by the way, they plan on putting their house for sale. I'm like,
with a blue tarp on it.
Man, they've done a bunch of stuff around the house. That blue tarp is still on the roof. And I'm saying, look, if I'm buying a home, you can have an overgrown yard. I can get a lawnmower.
Structurally,
but
though,
when I'm looking at the roof,
it's kind of important.
Yeah. All right, Samantha, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. In front of me are three stories, all of them dealing with the wonderful world of drugs. You all right with that?
Yep.
Good. You ever done drugs, Samantha?
I don't know if I want to share that information on the radio.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
All right. Here is your story. And again, much like our shot of the day, we go back across the pond. In this case, a motorcycle thief says he was high as a kite. He was arrested after leading police on a 180-mile-per-hour chase through North London. So it's not even like my man's on the highway. He's driving through the city at 180 miles an hour. Now, the unnamed rider, he was pursued through 4 police jurisdictions by patrol cars, motorcycles, and a helicopter. This as he ran red lights, drove up on the sidewalk, and then finally he got to the highway where he really opened the cycle up. Now, police pointed out the rider was wearing a helmet, but no protective clothing on his body, and he's wearing shorts. Now, he was finally apprehended after heading the wrong way down the highway because he pulled into a gas station to refuel. Well, he was arrested there. He's currently being held on charges of dangerous driving, theft of a motorcycle, failing to stop for police, driving without a license, driving under the influence, and, of course, as only the case could happen in England, for being a cheeky monkey. Now, the question is, what drug was he under the influence of? Was he on cocaine, ecstasy, weed, or amphetamines? So cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana, or amphetamines?
Please refresh me on what amphetamines are again.
An upper.
It is an upper. Okay.
It is massive in England.
Okay, all right.
Like, that is their party drug. Well, ecstasy and amphetamines are massive in England.
So it's like an Adderall.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Is that to be like that, an Adderall, maybe?
Yeah, amphetamines Ritalin. Usually are going to be prescription drugs.
Okay.
Again, all speed.
Yeah, all of the... And, obviously, this guy is all about speed.
Well, yeah, if you can drive 180 miles an hour, I mean, that's impressive enough. And he said he did it through a town.
Did it through North London. Finally got to the highway. It blows my mind that while being pursued by other motorcycles, cars, and helicopter, you would stop to refuel.
How fast was he going?
180 miles an hour.
Gracious.
Not kilometers. In North London. Yeah, you've seen that, right?
Samantha, I've got a theory here. I got a theory. I have a theory. All right, here's what I know to be true. Dealing drugs now is very difficult for a lot of reasons, especially supply. That's been one of the hardest things that's been choked by this. And cocaine is, I know for a fact that that's not, that's one of the drugs that people seem to be going like, there's a huge coke shortage, at least in North America, right? Because they haven't been able to get it. Ecstasy, I don't know too much about as far as distribution. I know that it is
made.
That's
a huge party drug in London.
It definitely is. And you definitely would want to take that with you to Ibiza. Weed, I'm not so sure about. But the fact that amphetamines are an over-the-counter drug that could be easily more accessed than an illegal narcotic in this case, based on the fact that everyone is in lockdown and a lot of that stuff is not going on, I'm going to lean in the prescription drug well here. And I'm definitely going to go up. Because weed and ecstasy is its own animal, but weed is more obviously of a downer. So I can't see going 180 miles an hour. I think I'd freak the hell out anyway, but I'm going to go amphetamines, Ted.
All right. I will say this. I was, we'll just say, at a festival once, and there were some crazy people that all lived in London. And that, a lot of them were nice, but one guy was insane. And he had more cocaine with him than I'd ever seen in my life and just did it constantly. Again, and he was from London.
Okay.
So based on that and the speed of that motorcycle, and I still can't believe that guy was going 180 through any of
those streets. In North London, dude. My God.
I thought the traffic was too bad to even try that.
This is the point we're making. Well,
there's still at stay-at-home orders and stuff, I believe, in London.
True.
Well, that's true.
But keep in mind, they also point out he was driving up on the sidewalk as well, so...
Yeah, and on the wrong side of the street.
Mm-hmm. It is a motorcycle. I do that normally.
Maybe he was from America.
Just taking a joke about English. But honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like I've met a few English people, and they talk about cocaine a lot.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would lean there. It also just makes more sense that you would try to think. It's that time of year. I want to say cocaine gets shipped from South America to Spain and then makes it way up into England. I've gone really deep on Netflix in the European
crime, that's what it is.
Crime drama.
Well, Portugal, it's legal. Remember that, too.
Yeah.
What, coke is?
Yeah.
They basically legalized everything.
Everything.
Ah, okay.
You missed that country, dummy.
If I knew then what I know now.
Samantha, what are you thinking?
Well, I think it's cocaine because I think he wanted to go as fast as he felt after he did a little bit. So I'm going to go with cocaine.
I like the idea of going as fast as you feel.
That's a fair theory there, Samantha. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back, find out if this guy was on cocaine, ecstasy, weed, or amphetamines next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, profile this. We got a North London. We got a motorcycle thief arrested after leading police on a high-speed chase. How high speed? Try 180 miles an hour.
And by the way, I have had 8,000 people ask me, are you sure it wasn't 180 kilometers per hour? And I understand the question. Trust me, I double-checked it myself for the same reasons. It was 180 miles per hour.
He was eventually arrested after pulling into a petrol station to refuel.
Oh, look at you.
Well, that's what they call it in England.
I know that, but you're so unclassy, I just didn't expect that to happen.
Exactly. He had a sandwich wrapped in aluminium when they found him.
Yes, with oregano. So,
the question is, what type of drug was this guy on? Was he on cocaine, ecstasy, weed, or amphetamine?
And we had Samantha on the line, but she hung up on us because she hates us. I mean, that's obviously the reason, but whatever. We won't take it personal. But nevertheless, Miles, you guessed amphetamines.
I did.
You did. And guess what?
I'm wrong again.
Yep. But Samantha, if you're still listening out there, you agreed with D. Ted Smith. Both of you said cocaine.
Cocaine.
Oh, that's correct.
That's out of you, man.
Top all TV news all time. It's time for TV Time of Tale.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today.
Oh, we got choices today.
You got choices.
All right, let's do some choices.
You can have Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon and Kimmel. Is Kimmel on the list, too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, no.
The Jimmy's in there.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Worst detective ever.
Or Ted Smith, the writer.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have teams of professional writers and comedians that come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late-night joke, and from whom, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
New York's Metropolitan Opera announced that it canceled its fall season due to the coronavirus, but remains hopeful that it can put on a New Year's Eve performance. Officials say they want to end the year on a high note, followed by a low note, followed by a really high note, then again by a really low one.
I'm going to guess Fallon. I'm going to go Riders.
Myers.
Seth Meyers.
Trust me, he said the joke.
Seth.
You just can't hear it.
Yes.
Somewhere he in said this, it quietly.
Somewhere in that system, it's just labeled or not. All right. Moving on. New study asked people how often they buy adult toys. 44% of them never buy them. 41% of them almost or buy them once a year. Separate study found out that 44% of people are liars.
D. Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's me. I think people are very awkward to admit they have sex toys.
Yeah, I don't understand it. You should have some.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Or depends who you're talking to.
Depends on what you like, yeah.
I mean, if it's at a job interview, you know, you're like, yeah, it's a little personal.
What game on, though?
I have 65. According to a new poll, 79% of Americans don't feel safe traveling by subway amid the coronavirus pandemic. Whereas under normal circumstances, the number is closer to 70% of Americans.
I'll guess Fallon based on the fact he's in New York.
Seth Meyers.
Well, it is Seth Meyers, but you probably can't hear it.
According to a new poll, 79% of Americans don't feel safe traveling by subway amid the coronavirus pandemic, whereas under normal circumstances, that number is more like 79%.
KFC has started getting rid of its potato wedges and replacing them with normal flies. Fries.
That's it right there.
Please normal. Stop the music, man.
Okay.
With normal flies. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll read this one. Oh,
okay, sorry.
By the way, I have to say, KFC, I don't know what you're doing.
Those potato wedges are delicious.
The potato wedges were the best.
Oh, they're great. It's one of the reasons I go is because I want a big box of those things.
Is it a potato shortage kind of thing?
No, it's they're just switching them over to fries.
It's a wedge style, so it's kind of more.
I can't believe I asked that.
Not a steak fry, but it's a little thicker, but it's just seasoned and they're different. Yeah. And no other fast food place has them. They're just original and they're good.
Yeah. It was their
thing.
It was their thing. Right. You could go get potato wedges there.
You still get mashed potatoes there. They just had wedges.
So not a potato shortage. Okay.
No.
Fly shortage.
Yes.
Let's see. So, I have to talk about sports. There has been sports going on, right? We've seen over in the Bundesliga, the German Soccer League, you have the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization.
Mm-hmm. NASCAR.
Right. NASCAR has been racing here in the States. Of course, you have the ACL, American Cornhole League, and that goes without saying.
Fight Island.
You can laugh about it all you want. If I see it, I end up getting sucked into watching cornhole.
He's going to have to airmail that last one. So now the NBA is talking about their finals could be finished in October which is when training camps for the next season would start.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. So the NBA, their whole thing is, right, we're going to go to Disney World. But they don't seem positive, because there's hotels and plenty of facilities. With
right, play all
sports.
The games there, right?
Right, play all the games there. People could stay there, right? But then a couple things came up. Like, number one, like, how many teams do you bring, right? Like,
sure.
If you don't have a real shot of making the playoffs, if you're only going to have, like, four more regular season games, like, do you bother to go?
Right. And they're just going to pick up, I guess, where they left off?
So, I mean, that's the whole thing. It depends on how many games they have.
Honestly, this sounds so stupid. But the NBA, a lot of people have already forgotten this because so many things are going on. But remember, the Milwaukee Bucks, which are notoriously like one of the worst teams in the NBA for as long as they've been around, like they're a shoo-in for the playoffs. I feel so bad for Milwaukee fans. It's like, look, you've been waiting your life for this, man. The Bucks have sucked forever. They are putting on this blistering season, and nope.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, let's say that there's a shortened, I don't know. I know MLS is going to Florida, too, by the end of the month, trying to figure out a way to do a tournament or something like that as well. So, okay, what if the season, hypothetically, is cut in half in baseball, we'll say, because baseball's got a ton of games. And for the first time ever, the Mariners win the World Series.
Okay.
You know that people are going to say, yeah, but it wasn't a real season.
You'll get you know what I mean?
There's
right?
always going to be somebody.
It'll only last for a couple years. Because here's the thing. Yeah. I don't think you need to put an asterisk on it. But also, like, you know, like, people don't bring up the 87 season. You
strike
know?
Season.
Right. Washington just gets credit for winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or
there
was,
true.
Wasn't there a shortened, hadn't there already been a shortened NBA season for a holdout or something that they didn't start till later in the spring or later in the winter?
I believe
that sounds familiar.
So I'm just saying, we've seen some of this stuff with labor disagreements before. Like, I honestly, I think if you win a title, you still want a title.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
You were still the best of what was there.
I would just hate to see, like, a Milwaukee Buck team win or somebody like that. And they go, well, it wasn't really real. Because they didn't do everything there.
That's the Bucks give it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Right, and I forget about the Bucks because at the end of the day, we all wanted the same thing. We just wanted to see the Clippers play the Lakers in the Western Conference Final.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree, though, too. Like, you could really mix it up. Like, just re-rank the teams. It doesn't matter which conference they're in.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Bucks go because they got that Jägermeister logo.
Yeah, but it's also a tough thing, too, because it's like, you got to make a commitment to go down there. And then a lot of these players have families and stuff. So do you want your family with you the whole time?
No.
Do you right. Or do you not? And then also, remember, this all kind of started when Rudy Gobert tested positive. So, I mean, that's the other issue leagues are kind of having. If one guy on a team tests positive, do you just sit him out?
One trainer.
Do you sit his team out for 2 weeks for the incubation period?
Right. It's a complicated problem. And the thing is, you know, we still don't have a lot of answers to how this thing works or if it comes back or whatever. If it's me, just scrap it. Or just scrap the season, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, it sucks. I don't even like saying it, but it's like just for the safety of the players, the fans, whoever. Like, just scrap it. Is it worth it?
Yeah, and I also think it takes away from just the overall aspect of sports, home field advantage. You know what I mean? Being on the road, the adversary, just the fact that sometimes when you're playing, it's under. Look, the 12th man is a big deal here in Seattle. There's
sure.
a reason that
Massive.
The Seahawks have won a lot of games, and it's not just the team they put on the field. It's the fact that the crowd is so involved in what's going on that the opposing team can't hear, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to try to mic people up or mute the bombs, the F words, the all the things.
Oh, it won't be the F words that upset people in the NBA or NFL. According to my brother, that will be the most pedestrian word you would hear. From what he tells me happens on that field, man.
It's kind of like how Disney protects their product if, like, some high school is going to put on one of their music. It's like, that's not Disney level.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you can't film this or show anyone that your fourth grader was involved in this because it's not up to Disney standard. And granted, at the time when I was doing that, I thought it was real ridiculous. You know, at the same point in time, you're not putting, it's like me filling up the Heinz bottles in my restaurant with Del Monte. You're like, you're going to catch on. You know what I mean? It's like,
real
it's
quick.
Not, it's not going to
One,
be the same.
When it comes running out of the bottle and it tastes like ass.
It's just like this.
Yeah, you don't have to tap the bottle. That ain't Heinz.
And I think in NASCAR, it's different because it's just the cars racing and the fans are spectators, truly. It is truly a spectator sport.
By the way, someone says the 97 Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one.
Leland?
The Seattle Pilots got screwed out of the NHL championship due to the 1918 flu pandemic.
So cool.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah, I know
a lot of Seattleites, it really still hurts.
Isn't there a plate down in Pioneer Square someplace where that field used to be? And that was one of the fields that Babe Ruth played on. So they have kind of like a plaque or something on the ground where that stadium used to be, as far as, you know, like the history of Seattle sports.
I thought we were talking about hockey.
Oh, I thought you said Pilots.
Yeah, the or Pilots. Is it baseball? Oh, Pilots. Wait a minute. That was hockey, right?
Oh, it was hockey. I'm losing my mind. I thought
hockey. The Pilots were hockey.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not sure. I do know where the arena. I know where the arena was. Is right down the street from us because my buddy's building's there, and they had this. That's why the Stanley Cup was there a few years ago. Remember, it came to town,
okay.
And it was right there because that's where the hockey arena was. Okay. And I want to say the Seattle. I thought it was the Metropolitan. Either way, the Seattle hockey team was the first team for the United States to win Lord Stanley's Cup.
Yes, Lord Stanley.
Yeah, that's the other issue with hockey. Even if you get it going again, everybody kisses that cup.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, do not kill. Same with baseball, basketball. Like, do not pass this
around.
You
couldn't really have a. You have to have a no fighting rule too.
Right, like I'm gonna and kick your ass, but
yeah, I don't know.
You can't drop the gloves. You got to put on. You have to put on blue gloves and a mask.
They're gonna hand sanitize them. Then they can fight. Off.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about. We went back a little bit and talked about the Tiger King.
Yeah,
because Carol Baskins is gonna get control of Joe Exotic Zoo. And then a county sheriff in Florida is declaring the will of Carol Baskin's long-missing husband was forged, but the statute of limitations has expired.
Oh, there we go. That's even going to bring up more speculation, isn't it?
Sure, but she's like, look, if she killed her ex-husband, fed it to the tigers, I don't know what you're going to do to... You come up with anything you want, but, like, all right, find the evidence.
You do know the mob's like, that's ingenious.
Meanwhile, that's why Tony the Tiger's like, he was great.
Never thought of that. Taking him to the zoo, huh?
Yeah, well, Tony the Tiger had to get bigger. You know what I mean? And after a while, Frosted Flakes are only going to work so much. You got to start eating protein.
Right.
Like large hunks of protein.
That's what I eat Carol Baskin's husband. I'm now benching 350.
Like, all right, Tony the Tiger, man, chill out. Chill out. Yeah, we keep hearing a lot about that. It's kind of funny. We know now that how Fuller House addressed Lori Loughlin's abrupt disappearance from the show. Aunt Becky was in Nebraska helping out her mother.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, Aunt Becky, so helpful, helping her mom get into college.
I will say, I was talking, I think a couple weeks ago, it was a funny show on Netflix I've been watching, Black AF, right? And that's the same guy that wrote Blackish.
Right.
So it's basically kind of, like I said, kind of like the same story, but kind of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, it's him, supposed to be him and his family, but it's like, I'm sure it's not exactly how they operate or whatever. So his one daughter wanted to go to USC, right?
Okay.
So he's, you know, Kenyon is obviously wrote Blackish. He's a powerful man in Hollywood. So he pulls all these strings to get her in there, but she wants to change her major from like film or something. So he gets all worked up and he's like, do you have any strings I had to pull to get you into that? He's like, you know, like, it's because of racism that I wasn't even involved in the college scandal. I had to pay actual money because of racism. Like, if there hadn't been racism, I'd be in jail right now. You're just like, what? Wait.
And he's upset about it.
Yeah, because he's just chewing her out at like a bowling alley. The whole episode is that he thinks the wife gets too much credit for being a good mom and this
sure,
and that.
Sure.
And he just can't get credit for being a good dad. And they're always like, well, when's your kids' birthdays? Man, don't ask me that.
Right.
He also, I don't know if you ever heard of an interview. He has such a dry kind of just response to everything. Like, his tone doesn't really change a ton. So I really think it's a funny show.
I like when people identify someone's birthday by season. Hey, man, what's your kid's birthday? Spring. Oh, okay.
He said game 7. The one was a game 7 baby. Let's see. Miss America pageant. Everybody enjoys it.
Oh, sure.
But there won't be one this year because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, sure.
So the current Miss America, Camille Schreider, she will perform the first. She'll become the first woman to serve 2 years as Miss America.
That make it sound like a sentence.
Yeah. She said, quote, I realize now I'm probably going to be a Jeopardy question. It's definitely incredible as somehow who's in a non-traditional competitor in the Miss America organization. Our Miss America organization, it's kind of on brand for me to do that this way. I will say this. I think it's cool. that she gets to do it for 2 years, but also, like, I think a lot of that is, like, personal appearances and...
You know, it's in hospitals and speeches, and, I mean, it's usually stuff to build people up, right? Real positive kind of stuff. I think after 2 years, you lose some of that positivity. Like, oh, you kids again.
Yeah. Well, she said she's promoting drug safety and abuse prevention while championing science, technology, engineering, and math education. But I'm with you. It just seems kind of funny. It's like, well, because of the pandemic, we can't have another one. So you got it for 2 years. Like, I mean, how much is she going to do right now?
That's true. How many?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, she's that disease, Miss America. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, right now, like, you know, if you're visiting a hospital, it's probably not good. Well, or it could be great. You could be having a child.
I'm actually surprised that that type of situation survived me, too. It just seems like it's just, you know, just pageant.
Oh, Miss America.
Just, all that stuff in general.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people had conversations about the pageant stuff and everything.
But a lot of that is mom-driven.
Correct.
Right? I mean, so it's not like you just started doing this when you're 15. That's something that, you know, starts when you're young. And trust me, I have family in Texas. Hell, former Miss USA cousin... Believe me when I tell you, you can come on any movement you want. They are going to hold on to that as best they
can. Why not?
Oh, baby, that's the most important thing you can do. Your son has to play football and your daughter has to be beautiful. And there is no excuses.
Well, they won. I was say, it's like competitive cheerleading.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that are really into it, right? But it's a specific thing. But, like, in Texas, Oklahoma, where, like he's saying, football and cheerleaders are important.
You cannot believe the conversations.
So that's gymnastics, though, at that level.
The competitive stuff, yeah. I'm with you 100%. Like, they still do the normal kind of cheer squad stuff on, like, Friday nights or Saturday afternoons for the games. But you're right. When you, like, if you watch that show, Cheer, like, that is super high-end gymnastic stuff.
And dangerous. People get thrown up in the air. I mean, that's...
Yeah, they have to sit out practice because they get concussions because people drop them.
Get kicked in the head. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A butcher in upstate New York installs a 24-hour meat vending machine, and it is going really, really, really well. Meanwhile, an article features the woman who write dinosaur erotica.
If you can just make it past the smell.
Massachusetts man arrested for throwing large pickle out of window, striking a highway worker in the face. A couple should now wear face masks during sex. Preferred sex includes a solo type place. And a nude sunbather is mistaken for a dead body, which does nothing for body image. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Santa Cruz, where a man led police on a chase in probably the worst vehicle of choice. After a 10-minute pursuit of speeds topping out at a whopping 15 miles an hour, police were able to subdue the man that had stolen a John Deere tractor.
Man, you're not going to outrun the cops.
Nope.
And I mean, like, literally, if they're running after you, you're not going to outrun the cops.
After he was apprehended, it was determined that he was intoxicated at the time of the chase and was charged accordingly.
You think it was a Segway cop that pulled him over?
That would be great.
Like, dude, seriously, man.
I'm going to pit maneuver him.
We used to always ask, and the idea was, in our old building, there was a very significant hill street in downtown, right? Mm-hmm. So we were like, all right, they had a bunch of cops on Segways. And I'm like, I wonder, like, what goes faster, the Segway or if I'm running, right? So in other words, if you do something that a Segway cop's chasing me, if I run up the hill, do I think they can catch me? We never got a definitive answer. The police would not tell us. I remember we asked police directly. They said, look, man, we can't give you that answer, which leads me to believe you can outrun the Segway.
I think you can. It's just one of those longevity things to where you're eventually going to tire out.
And you said,
exactly. And he's just going to crawl right up on you. Then you're going to feel stupid.
And there's nothing worse than getting pulled over by a Segway cop. Like, damn it. It just doesn't look cool, man. Like,
I'm pretty sure I had a buddy once to try to drive away from a bicycle cop. But, you know, like, they got a license plate.
Oh, no.
Exactly. They take the smart route. In other news, over in Detroit, three burglars used an SUV to do a quick smash and grab. Police arrived on the scene to find the trio had run their SUV into the local Little Caesars Pizza restaurant. Because they're going to have so much for you.
Pizza, pizza.
That's what I'm thinking. Everybody takes the till every night.
Right.
Right. They take the till. They don't just leave cash.
What are you going to do? Go in there and make like a Detroit-style pizza?
I mean,
I'd do that. But I wouldn't break through the front window to do it. Mm-hmm. Call through a window in the back.
Authorities pieced together that the group had first attempted to smash through the outer wall, which is, you know, solid rock.
And their SUV.
But could not get all the way through before resorting to the large window on the side, which probably should have been your first go at it. After getting into the building.
Annoyed! Afternoid!
Listen, man, right now, don't be messing
Noids with... Noids hate everyone!
We're messing with Domino's,
right?
Seriously.
But they're Domino's has become our new Waffle House, all right? It does not matter. There are protests. People going crazy in the street. The city's on fire. Comes this car. Domino's sound like, hey, man, you ordered a pizza.
Don't tell you, the bike delivery guys in my neighborhood are earning their money.
Hell yeah.
They're out there slinging pies no matter what's happening.
But you ask the question, why are people ordering pizza when all the stuff's going on? Because they keep delivering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get other parts of the city, but I'm just thinking my neighborhood, like, the protests are two blocks away, man. Maybe let the Domino's guy chill.
Right? Damn. Back to Little Caesars, after getting into the building,
Little Caesars, my bad.
They realized that there was nothing for him to steal, and they took off on foot. I really hope the car was disabled. That's why they left it there.
This is the worst plan ever.
Police are using security footage to track him down.
I mean, even if I'm a cop, you know, I'd be like, listen, as a police officer, I'd recommend that you don't break the law. But if you do, can you be competent?
Right.
You're an embarrassment to criminals.
It is not going to take them long to track these guys down. I guarantee it.
Talk that way to my daughter.
It's the truth, though.
Please just think.
Right.
It's like the cop at the tailgate. You just put it in a cup. Put it in a red cup.
That's right. It's all I'm asking, man. I got a friend who was a cop, and his one thing was, just don't make me have to talk to you.
Right. That's all it is. I don't want to be bothered with you.
Right. A Massachusetts man was tracked down and cited after assaulting a transportation worker. He was the passenger in a car driving down a highway in Vermont when he tossed a pickle out of the car window of the vehicle.
When does a pickle then become a cucumber? Because I'm thinking about this, because like anything else...
It starts as a cucumber.
Right, yeah, but when do you cut that off?
When in the transition?
Right, if it's a large pickle, it was very close to becoming a cucumber. But then it was cut off.
And no,
then
it's made already.
All pickles are cucumbers.
No. I see what he's saying, guys.
Size.
Because once you get too big, now it becomes a cucumber. You can't put it in the jar. So when it's nice and little. So when he says a big pickle, I'm questioning, like, this thing was on the cusp of just being a fresh cucumber.
Right.
At what point do you quit letting it be a cucumber and turn put it into the pickle? Or do you let it come to fruition
like
as
4 inches? All right, buddy, you're pickled.
What,
I don't know.
What hurts more? Would you rather get hit with a pickle or a cucumber?
Oh, a pickle. A pickle's been brined in delicious vinegar, and it softens it. Where a cucumber, I'm taking a hard vegetable to the face.
But here's the thing about cucumbers. All those people that eat vegetables, like, man, I got hit with a cucumber. You all right? Yeah, but it smelled refreshing.
It's the truth, man. I love cucumber vodka.
God, I know, yeah.
Who doesn't? The pickle
Me.
The pickle struck the transportation worker, leaving them, quote, in pain.
But what made him think, like, I'm going to take this pickle and chuck it at this
guy? I know!
He was pissed, and he had a giant pickle handy.
God, what is he working, radio?
The pickle tosser was tracked down and cited for simple assault.
Assault.
Oh,
I think he was brined.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Assault is a peanut if you threw that, see? And you can say he was assaulted.
Somebody drove by and hit me with a peanut.
I was assaulted.
Are we coming out with doggone pickle jokes right now?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of them.
This is a serious news segment.
You never heard about the peanut that was walking through Central Park?
I have, Miles.
He was assaulted.
Mike, I think I'm going to... adjourn to your time?
I'm about to say, I'm yes, Ted, take it off.
Go on.
Those are your headlines with that mic.
Real quick, my niece, Maddie Smith, she graduated today in Northern Virginia. Maddie, I love you. Congratulations.
Woo!
Everybody can hear that. She's going to college in Charleston next year, so Woo! Go Clyde the Cougar.
Wow, you're quick to change your loyalties. Oh, in the meantime, we be all about this mess. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.